This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. If you're on the East Coast, happy Friday. You know, if you're in the Midwest, happy Friday. Everybody else? Happy almost Friday. I'm going to be rocking with you for the next hour until Amy Lawrence comes through and takes over. Oh, man, we've had a wild show. We started off talking about running backs in the NFL. How valuable are they? Okay, we have Derrick Henry signs his franchise tender. You know, running backs, you know, they come and they go. Do they deserve to get paid? We then started talking about the gaming aspect. We brought in Ed Tomasi from SubNation, all about gaming, all about culture. He explained just the evolution of video gaming and how esports is not like just playing video games from 20 and 30 years ago. This is a big business right now. Then we spoke to Jason Argent, who's the senior VP of basketball operations for NBA 2K. We're actually going to have the first NBA 2K player tourney starts tomorrow night. You're going to see big athletes, Hassan Whiteside, Zach LaVine, Andre Drummond, Kevin Durant, Trae Young. They're going to be playing each other in NBA 2K. And it's the first of its kind. We're going to see some more entertainment. That's going to be running starting tomorrow and over through the weekend and then the next weekend after that. And then, you know, it's going to be cool to see basketball players play basketball, even though it's going to be on a digital side. And then we moved into the conversation about esports. And we've had a lot of interesting callers, some who've been upset. Some who are just like, it's video games. What makes playing a video game? How does that make you an athlete? How does that make esports a sport? And then we've had some callers who have made some valid points as to, you know, why esports could and would be considered sports. So I get it. I understand it. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are tough right now, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, hit them up 24 hours, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. And I even went to my Twitter about this conversation about whether esports is a sport. And, you know, we had Christian Hinton who tweeted me. My Twitter is at JR Sport Brief. He said, "The disrespect to gamers on the phone lines are real. And it makes me think those guys were the jocks in school that bullied the nerds, but nowadays work their jobs for the nerds." I mean, let's be nice here, people. Okay? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. Own, rent, it doesn't matter. Geico makes it easy to tie together your home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. It is easy. Okay, we're going to spend this hour talking about esports, and then the fact Tom Brady was brought up briefly earlier. And we know he's going to be in that Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform, and it got me thinking about what athlete you remember seeing just look real out of place in his uniform. But we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to do the rollout, bringing you some of the wildest sports stories, some of the most interesting sports stories. So we have an interesting hour coming ahead. I start off at 10 p.m. Eastern time every single night, 7 Pacific. We got an hour left. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to Alex in College Station, Texas. Alex, esports, is it a sport?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why it is a sport. Thank you for taking my call. I mean, I've been competing professionally for 4 years now, and some of these guys that say we're not athletes, the team I participate for, we're required to go to CrossFit 3 times a week. So athletically, I can compete on a level with anybody that says we can't. We see a sports psychologist once a month, and the whole reason we do the CrossFit portion is when you just hit a workout in the beginning of a day, you're just sharper, you're more on top of the day. It improves your concentration levels, your reaction times, your natural energy levels, and the viewership side of it. You know, the beloved MLB World Series and the NBA Finals, if you look up their last year numbers, they averaged around 20-ish million viewers. You go look at the League of Legends World Championship, their version of the Super Bowl, the previous 3 years of that, it's hit over 100 million viewers each time.
Wow.
You know, the viewership is there. The federal government, as of last year, now recognizes us as athletes for visa purposes. Also, there's major universities out there and colleges that are now giving scholarships for people to come play esports at their school, whether it be League of Legends, whether it be Overwatch or Call of Duty, Fortnite. I mean, there's serious big business in this, and the sports side, it's very real, and
so
the
let
athletic
me ask you,
side is very real.
Let me ask you a question, Patchy. I appreciate you dropping that knowledge for someone who actually does play. I'm looking at my Twitter right now. Patchy on Twitter says, if you're not training your body to play a sport, you're no different than a chess player or a poker player. No, esports is not a sport. It's a game. What would you say to that?
I mean, I have to train my body. I mean, we have nutritionists that help us eat and get every advantage we can against our opponents. So
Okay. Just
because some other team doesn't work out or eat right or do any of the off-screen stuff, that's something that we preach, is to beat your opponent on screen in the game, you have to beat them off screen.
Okay. I appreciate you for calling up. Thank you so much, Alex, calling
Thank
up in College Station. Yeah, Alex broke it down. He said, listen, we are training. We are working hard. I do have a nutritionist. We do have a psychologist. If you're saying all of that, that certainly sounds like a sport to me. That doesn't just sound like some guy in his basement like the earlier caller said. And I had to tweet to everybody, kind of relax, be nice. We don't have to hurl the insults at people. Let's go down to the ATL. Let's talk to Tiffany. Tiffany, esports or not sport?
Hey, JR, I love your show. First of all, we love having you here in Atlanta.
Well, thank you. What do you think about esports?
I'm a seamstress, and I'm listening to this conversation, and I'm starting to think now that I might actually be an athlete, because if gaming is a sport, like e-games is a sport, then sewing is most definitely a sport. Like, it's the same thing pretty much if you think about it. The skill involved, technical skill, and then I get tired when I'm sewing. My hands get tired. I poke myself with pins. There's literal blood, sweat, and tears. So I feel like I need to change the title of my profession in life so I can be like these gamers.
Wow. Okay. I never thought about it like that. Thank you so much for calling, Tiffany.
Yeah, have a good night.
You as well. Wow. I mean, there's not too much love here for the gamers. We have a seamstress who says, I might as well be a gamer now. But is being a seamstress a competition? Are you competing to see who can sew the fastest? It seems that being a seamstress or sewing is more of an isolated situation. There's not a competition involved in that, or is there? Maybe I'm missing something. People are extremely passionate about this. Like, we are all in defense of what sports as a tradition is. It's not just video games. I think we've moved into a competitive space. Let's keep going down the lines. We got Zach in Tennessee. Zach, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, I just 99% of people pick up a set of sticks and they wouldn't stand a chance. They stand as much of a chance going against somebody in their game as they would any professional athlete, anything that they, whatever they play. You don't stand a chance. You could play for 10, 15, 20 years, and you still wouldn't have the skill to play on their level. Pro gamers, they're something else. If you've ever played with me, you understand. You just can't reach their level.
All right, Zach, you're breaking up a little bit, Zach. I'm sorry about that. Zach calling up from Tennessee. I think at the end of the day, I think what Zach was trying to say is that you can train. I think he was talking about the preparation aspect of it. And that is true. When you really boil it down and think about it, if you're playing esports, how is that any different than someone like, I don't want to, LeBron James is such a prodigy. Let's talk. I mean, there are plenty of people who are late bloomers in sports. What makes it different than someone who picks up a basketball in junior year? Let's say Michael Jordan. Yeah, he may be the greatest of all time, but let's say he's someone who picks up sports in high school and then goes on to become a prodigy and dedicates all of their time towards training, towards preparation, towards being the best. How is esports any different? It's not just video games. It's big business. We just heard a caller who says his team not only trains, they go through mental conditioning. They go through physical conditioning. They practice. They travel. Their visas, when they travel around the world, consider them to be athletes. I think it's a perfect acceptance to think about years from now that esports and the gentlemen and young ladies and athletes, the governments consider them athletes, who are competing, they're competing in a legitimate sport. I think that's where we're moving towards. And I think a lot of folks have to be a little bit more accepting of it. Let's check in with Corey from Texas. Corey, what's on your mind?
Hey, esports. So that pro they called said a lot of good things. I think that esports isn't necessarily a sport, but I think in the future it's blowing up really big. We've only been doing games for like less than 50 years. I think it's going to exist in a weird subculture of sports. You know, and
a subculture. A weird. Why is it a weird subculture of sports?
Well, because it's not necessarily a sport. You know, because there's not many physical aspects to it, but a lot of people experience it in the same way that they experience a sport, not to downplay the physical aspects of a sport. There's a lot. But in gaming, there's a lot of things you got to do. You have to study for map knowledge, weapon knowledge, communication with your team. You come up with code words when you're, you know, facing another team. Communication is a huge part of it, and how well your team communicates. There's just a lot to it that is similar to sports. Mm-hmm. If you take everything out of sports, take the physical part out of sports, virtually everything else that goes into sports, team, you know, if you're a team player, communication, studying, virtually all of that is also in gaming.
Okay, Corey.
Competitive gaming.
I appreciate you calling up. I agree with you. The only thing I don't agree with you on, Corey, is the weird part. I don't think it's a weird subculture. I think esports is moving into mainstream culture, especially as younger people get older. I could see esports, whether it be in 30, 40, 50 years from now, I could see esports starting to put a dent in the viewership of what we consider traditional sports. Let's go to Jay in Pennsylvania. Jay, what do you think? Jay is doing the work out there. Jay, do us all a favor. Be careful, please, extremely. I see you on the line, John from Cleveland. We're going to get you when we come back after the break. And then we're going to continue our conversation about all of these big star athletes who switch teams at the end of their careers. We mentioned Tom Brady earlier on in the show. I want to know which legend, which athlete stood out to you when you saw them in a different jersey. I'm going to get John from Cleveland after the line, but then we're going to talk about legends switching teams. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't make a move. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief here with you on CBS Sports Radio, rocking until 2 a.m. here on the East Coast. Make sure you get going from the beginning next time. We start here 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I rock for 4 hours Monday through Friday. Make sure that you tune in. It's the JR Sport Brief. This is your show. I want to make sure that your voice is heard. You can always contact me here, 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. You can find me on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. And the messages and tweets continue to roll in. Tiffany the Seamstress even said to me, hey, have you heard about a project or a show called Project Runway? And being a seamstress, requires skill, and there is competitive aspects and elements to it. So esports, a lot of people are saying, no, it is not a sport. Okay, we even have Herman here from Louisiana. If you want to chime in, people still want to talk about this. The lines are still moving. People want to talk about this. If you have an opinion, 855-212-4CBS. I think esports is moving towards legitimacy. I don't think we're having this conversation 20 and 30 years down the line, because esports is most definitely, in my opinion, it's going to jump one of our favorite sports. It's going to start putting a dent in the marketplace. Is baseball going anywhere? No. NHL going anywhere? No. Is MLS growing? Yes. Is the NBA and NFL going to be around generating billions? Yes. But esports and competitive gaming, we're going to have more arenas built. We're going to have more competitions. We're going to have young men and young women who will be paying top dollar and filing into arenas and stadiums to watch people play games. Think about it that way. Tell me that's not a sport. That's the direction I think we're going in. Is esports a sport? 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We got a caller here. Let's go to Herman in Louisiana. Herman, what's on your mind, Herman?
Yes, I've got JR.
I'm great. I'm great.
Yes, I agree. It's competition, big business, entertainment. I still wouldn't call it sports. I mean, you got a lot of the things you have to train. I mean, doctors train, pilots train, got people at home exercising every day, training. They send psychologists. That does not make them athletes. I feel big business, yes. That entertainment, yes. People going to go out to see it, yes. I just don't feel it should be called sports. Entertainment, competition, maybe, yes. I agree with all of that. But you even had a caller say, you compare that to sports, you do everything. You have to train everything, but you don't have the physical part. I think that kind of separates it from me.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Herman, for calling up from Louisiana. Herman needs to see the physical aspect. That's the separation. That's what Herman's looking for. I get it. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Let's check in with Buddy. Buddy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
There?
I'm terrific, man. A simple question. Is esports a sport?
You know, I got to go ahead and say it is a sport. And I feel like, you know, with the term athletes, like, I want to hit that up first. You know, I think we're stretching that term a little bit too far. You know, I think athletics involves, you know, a physical output. And I'm not saying, you know, typing on a keyboard or playing a game can necessarily consider that. I'm thinking of, like, throwing, running, jumping, you know, like that Olympic sport aspect. You know what I'm saying? But from the esports side, for it being considered a sport, you know, it's a game with an end goal, you know, a competition between either two players or two teams. You know, I feel like with that aspect, you know, you think of basketball, it's a team versus a team with an end goal, a winner and a loser. I feel like it should be considered a sport.
Okay, buddy. You know what? I think there's a lot of people who agree with you. There's a whole lot of people who don't agree with you. But I think when you are forward-facing, and thank you, buddy, from calling up from Pittsburgh, I think if you're forward-facing about it, I think you realize this is the way the world is going. If you would have asked me 10 years ago, I would have said definitely not. We had a caller earlier who was an athlete and played multiple sports, the traditional quote-unquote sports, basketball, football, baseball. He said, I also played video games. I'm not going to consider me playing Crash Bandicoot or Tekken 4 to be a sport. That's not something that's going to push me over the edge and make me think that what people playing games now is a sport. And Ed Tomasi said it himself in our interview earlier today. If you missed it, you can always catch anything that you missed, any interview or aspects of the show. Just go to CBSSportsRadio.com and then go to shows and tap JR Sport Brief. You can hear everything that you missed. This was an impassioned conversation that people had. I had to adjust elements of the show to continue taking the callers on this. People were very serious about this. I really am interested tomorrow when the NBA has this NBA 2K tournament and Kevin Durant is playing, what's the gentleman? Derek Jones Jr. from the Miami Heat. And you see Trae Young and you see some of these other basketball players play. Will you then change your mind? Will you then see that this is a competition? It's going to be real interesting to see how this goes. I just think in 2020, people may not be accepting of esports and everything that comes along with it with being a sport. I get it. I understand. This is not Dick Butkus. I'm pretty sure if I asked, Dick Butkus, if I went and just went and found some old legends or even got people who are more people who are gone, unfortunately, and I asked them their opinion, they'd scoff. They'd be like, what? Doing this? No, it's not a sport. But in 2020, if we are forward thinking, I think we're moving towards your Fortnites, your Overwatch. We have full leagues now. I think we have to get with the times, and I don't think we may be there, but I think in the future this is not a question. Esports is moving towards being a sport if it's not there already. Let's talk to Chris. Chris is calling up from Massachusetts. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? So I'm hearing a lot of people saying esports not a sport. It is a sport because look at like the population. Look at how many kids are playing. Like we on the platforms, you know, people playing for money. You know, it's a sport. It's people. You know, they can't be saying it's not a sport. It's a sport. Come on now. You know.
Okay. What about the athletic part? I mean, that's the part that a lot of people say. People will say it's more of a game than a sport.
I get that, but you got, like, you know what I mean? Like, this, it's so, you know, there's a lot of competition now, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of these kids, like, do this for a living, you know what I mean? And they do this day to day, you know, 24/7, you know? So it's a sport. It's 100% a sport.
Okay.
Definitely a sport.
Thank you so much, Chris, for calling up from Massachusetts. We've had plenty of differing of opinions. I have had plenty of tweets and plenty of comments. So here we go. JP Escobar just tweeted me. So here you go. Esports are a sport. People need to learn the difference between sport versus athletic competition. NASCAR is a sport, but not an athletic competition. Golf is a sport, but not an athletic competition. Bowling is a sport, but not an athletic competition. From Mr. JP Escobar. This is, we could talk about this forever. I think we may be able to get this last caller in. Christian from Oregon. Christian, how are you this evening?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think? When we say esports, you think it's a sport? Is it moving that way? Is it not? Is it already there?
I do think it's a sport. You know, I grew up, my dad's a former MLG player and esports player, and, you know, growing up, seeing him compete, it's a very physically demanding and mentally demanding sport. He needed a counselor. He needed all sorts of things. I think it's moving in the direction of a professional sport, whether or not people like it. You know, it's just something that people are going to have to adapt to and understand.
Oh, Christian. Christian got the final word there. Thank you so much, Christian, for calling up from Oregon, okay? Shout outs to Christian. Christian said, hey, my dad was a major league gamer. Just pay closer attention, people. I think we need to think about what is a sport and what's not. Just because you see a controller, you know, we're not playing Atari in the 80s. We're not playing Super Nintendo in the 80s. This is not Xbox and Genesis and Dreamcast. This is big business. There are a lot of resources that are getting pumped into gamers. I think we just have to adjust how we view things. Because in 20 years, 25 years, I don't think we will be having this conversation at all. If esports is not considered a traditional sport right now, it certainly will be in the future. Okay? This is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'm going to hit you with the rollout. I'm going to roll out some of the most interesting stories in sports, and I'm going to give you my 2 cents on them. And if you want to join in, feel free to call me as well, 855-212-4CBS. There's actually a basketball player who is leaving his team for greener pastures, but before he leaves, he's going to buy the team, or so he says. I'm going to let you who is trying to accomplish this. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Wow. Had to take a deep breath. I didn't know esports versus sports would just get people all wound up. Man, we started talking about running backs in the NFL and their value to the league, to the teams, and the callers blew up. And then we started talking about esports, brought in one of the VPs, Jason Argent, from 2K Sports to talk about this big NBA Players 20 tomorrow. You know, people were cool with that. We also spoke to my main man, Ed Tomasi, who just specializes in esports and gaming and has the website SubNation. And people were cool with that. And then I asked the question how people felt about esports and its transition into being a traditional sport, traditional sporting competition. And then the phone lines blew up. And then my Twitter blew up. And all my messages are just going wild right now. So much so that we still have callers on the line. I'm not going to leave anybody hanging. If you want to holler at me, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. I see Joe is here from Florida. Let's see what Joe has to say. Joe, what's on your mind? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the call. I listen to your show. I like everything that you talk about. Listen, the one thing that I'm going to say is that there's been so many advancements in this arena here that we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about soldiers that are literally in a trailer that are actually utilizing these types of gaming mechanisms almost to keep America safe. If that's not, I mean, and I'm not looking at it as a sport, but I'm looking at it, it's a mentally and a physically draining thing, you know? I mean, they're flying drones across borders, and it's a tough thing for a lot of people to deal with. So it's definitely not, don't take it as lightly as, you know, there's different people trained to be pilots on video games and things of that nature. So there definitely is a competition to it. There's another way to look at it as well. These things have, you know, have made super advancements, and it's not only protected us, it's helped a lot. And, you know, these are some things to consider as well.
Okay.
Just the sports part.
Okay. Thank you so much, Joe, from calling up from Florida. That is definitely a practical use of technology, I would call it. And shout outs to Ed Tomasi from SubNation for calling up earlier. You know, the first question I asked Ed, and you can go ahead, CBSSportsRadio.com, go to the JR Sport Brief Show. And, you know, after we finish, you should be able in a few hours to go ahead and listen to the show in its entirety. I asked Ed, is video games the way they used to play or the way they used to be? How does that compare to right now? And he made it extremely clear that video games and esports, not the same thing. It's an advancement. Times have changed. It's not like when I was sitting in my living room with my controllers playing Mortal Kombat. That's not what it is right now. I wish I got paid to play Mortal Kombat. I could never execute the combinations to finish anybody. But if I was good, I wish I got paid. Let's check in with Tim from Florida. Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was thinking about this esports being a real sport. I don't see how anybody can say it is. You're not the physical aspect. There's no way it's there. Maybe you have to have the mental things like a coach, but you can't compare the two physically. It's impossible. You don't have to go out and put the time in for the training. It's just impossible.
Okay, Tim. I mean, we've had plenty of callers, and I've had plenty of tweets who would say the opposite. We had several professional gamers who called up prior to you, and they said, hey, you know what? We actually do go through physical training. We do go and have nutritionists. We do travel. When I have to go over the world and I have to put down on my visa, it says that I'm an athlete. What would you say to that, Tim?
No.
Okay, that's just I understand what you're saying, but that's the reality.
I can't. What? They go through training. What kind of training are they going through? Sleep deprivation. I mean, it's a mental. I understand the mental aspect. You have to know the combinations. What to push to make the computer do what you want it to do. It's a computer thing. It's not a physical thing.
All right, Tim. This is what I'm going to advise you to do, Tim. Because I think there are a lot of folks who look at esports and gaming and just, you know, they just think it's somebody with a million posters on a wall in mom's basement mashing buttons. And then, you know, they get swept out from the bedroom and now they're put in an arena to play games. No, it's big business. What training do they have to do? I don't know. I don't play games. You know, to a certain degree, I could look at an NFL game and an NBA game, and I could think about all the training that they have to do. I would figure that there are elements to gaming that you have to perfect. And I would say it's probably different game to game. You know, if you're playing Overwatch, if you're selecting a particular character, yes, is it an apparatus? Yes, are you using a machine? Yes, are you using a computer? Yes, you are. But I'm not going to take away the fact that you have to prepare and train to play no different than any other sport. Just because we don't see it like Steph Curry standing in the old tunnel, you know, shooting 50-foot three-pointers, I'm not going to take that away from someone who participates in esports. And I understand anyone who looks at it and says, it's just some guys playing games. It's just, you know, people getting paid for doing something that I did 20 or 30 years ago. I get it. I understand. But I think what we all have to understand, whether you agree or disagree with esports being a legitimate sport, I believe it is inevitable that in the future, here in the United States of America, and it's probably more like this in a faster pace in certain parts of the world before us, that it's looked upon as a sport. I mean, you don't build these arenas, you don't have sponsorships, you don't do all of this if that wasn't the case. Wesley in Alabama. Wesley in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
Things are great. Wes, what's on your mind?
Well, first off, I personally play games. I have multiple friends that are trying to become professional gamers. And I personally feel that it is a sport, and it can be, you know, in the next maybe 5 to 10 years, be an actual professional sport. I mean, you look at Ninja, you look at, you know, all Booga. I mean, a 16-year-old won $3 million at a tournament. I mean, wow. Come on, look at the aspect of the mental aspect, the hand-eye coordination. I mean, just being able to remember every single thing that you did every single time you play. I mean, yes, no doubt it's a sport.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call, JR.
No doubt about it, Wes. You have a good night out in Alabama. Yeah, there's elements. The conversation and the debate can go on and on and on. And it undoubtedly will. But I think this is what the future is. I appreciate every single person for calling up. This is what the JR Sport Brief Show is all about. It's about laying it out, and I want to know what you think. I'm going to tell you what I think. We can hear what the other callers think, and let's just have a conversation about it. Okay? It's not like we can open up the box score and then recap the game that just went off. That's not what's going on in the world right now. We're going to have more of these cool conversations. Last week, we had a whole conversation about MJ and then LeBron James. And if they went one-on-one, who's going to take it? And the callers was lighting up. That's what JR Sport Brief is all about, and that's what it's going to be about when sports comes back. It's real simple out here. And then even if I'm not here in my four-hour block that I'm able to have here with you every single night, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, you can find me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. You can find me on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. You can get me on Facebook at JR Sport Brief. And guess what? My email address is even public, jrsportbrief@gmail.com. I'm accessible. I'm here. Holler at me. Talk to me. It's real simple. But now we're getting ready for the rollout. It's time to tell you about some interesting stories that have popped up and just have been in the news for the past several hours. You know what? I hate the New England Patriots. I'm glad that they're basically not in the business of going out and being at the top of the heap to go ahead and win another championship. But I got to say congratulations and a thank you to Mr. Robert Kraft. Because for the past two weeks, while we have owners like Josh Harris, who's the managing partner of the Philadelphia 76ers, who says, hey, employees, you guys got to start taking a pay cut. And yes, I know I'm worth billions of dollars. He had to walk that back. And we've had plenty of athletes who have come out and donated food, donated money out of their own pockets to their cities. And, you know, we haven't heard a lot from billionaires. Steve Ballmer has put out $25 million of his own money. That's the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, helping out Michigan and the Pacific Northwest and also Los Angeles. All the places he spent time, he's putting out his own money to help. But Robert Kraft used his own plane to get 1 million masks from China. Spent a little north of $2 million to do so. The Patriots team plane went, got the masks, came back, and he started distributing them here in the States, even sending some to New York City. So Robert Kraft, who does, he's been known to do some interesting things. You know, I'm not going to forget the parlor. I'm not going to forget the cheating. But in this regard, congratulations and thank you to Robert Kraft. More people need to go ahead and follow his lead in opening up their wallets, especially the billionaires. We always point the finger at the millionaire, multi-million dollar athlete. Well, Robert Kraft, congratulations to you. I told you about a basketball player who is getting ready to buy his team that he is leaving. Okay, who is that? LaMelo Ball. Yes, the younger brother of Lonzo Ball of the New Orleans Pelicans, formerly of the Lakers. LaMelo Ball, if you might remember, his dad basically encouraged him to go overseas. He's been playing in Australia, but right now Him and his partner, his manager, Jermaine Jackson, they saying that he was buying the team. The team says not so much. They're still in negotiations. So at the end of the day, his last name is Ball, and I would still figure that there's going to be some funny business involved. At the end of the day, if we do have an NBA draft, one thing that you can count on is that LaMelo Ball is going to be one of the first players selected. I just hope his father stays way in the background. Because for whatever reason, he thinks the big baller brand is coming back. If you didn't see it online today, yesterday we saw Lamar Jackson working out with no one other than Antonio Brown. Well, what came through today? Dez Bryant working out with Dak Prescott. I hope Dez Bryant gets back into the NFL sooner than later. I think he's definitely missed, especially throwing up those X's in Dallas while the Dallas Cowboys bring back Aldon Smith. Maybe they can also bring back Dez Bryant. That would be a good look. And last but not least, folks, please keep this in mind when you're at home with your family and your kids. There was a soccer player, Norwich defender Tim Close. He put an Instagram story of a cartoon that he was watching up on his computer, but he left the tab open that was only for adults. Make sure you look at what you do before you post it online. I will be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.